morning, we're going to go to the book of Matthew on today, and we're going to go to chapter 7. Chapter 7. Whew, God is so good. There's not a word that can describe just his faithfulness and who he is. We're going to go to chapter 7, and we're going to start in verse 24, and I'm going to end in 27. And it reads, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." The word of God for the people of God. Here we have Jesus, who's at the end of the Sermon on the Mount. In chapter 6 and chapter 5, he's talking about the Sermon on the Mount. He's preaching to them about the teachings that he wants the people to do as he prepares to go away. And so anytime a scripture starts with "therefore," you better read what's before it. You got to know what it said before. So when you have time, take time to go back and read through chapter 5 and chapter 6 so you understand the magnitude of what he's saying here. So in this particular chapter, in chapter 6, he is talking about, you know, what you should do or you should not murder, right? He talks about adultery. He talks about oaths. He talks about how you should pray. He talks about false prophets and true teachings, understanding and discerning the difference between the two. And he talks about wealth and how you should handle money and all the things that we need to know as we live this life here on earth. And so at the end of this, he says, therefore, whosoever hears these sayings, hears these teachings that he was talking about in the Sermon on the Mount, therefore, whoever hears those things and is a doer, I consider this person wise. But the one who hears it and does nothing, you are a foolish man or woman. And so the rock, again, is wise, right? It's solid, it's stable, and it's immovable. Being a hearer and a doer of the word is just simply obedience. It's doing what God said do. Being the rock, being solid. Pastor talked about this morning personal storms. And so as he's preaching, I'm laughing because I'm like, wow, like I'm about to talk about the foundation. And he's talking about the storms. And so there are storms that we're going to go through in life. There are storms that are going to occur and happen that may be unexpected. Sometimes you can see a storm coming. But if your foundation is not solid and laid upon the rock, then your house will fall. And so 1 Corinthians says, "For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." If I lay my foundation on anything except that, it's a faulty foundation. And so any woman who's in here that has walked in heels like I am right now is a faulty foundation. But when I put my tennis shoes on, it's a solid foundation. I can run with you, right? And so we have to know and understand that the solid foundation requires us to be stable, requires us to be immovable, so that when those storms come, because it's not if they come, it's when they come, that I won't sway from left to right. I won't be blown away because of my foundation. And so this man with the sand, right? The one who built his house on sand, maybe it was really fast, right? when you're building a foundation that's solid and concrete, that takes time. But whenever you are building it on the sand, all you got to throw some sand out there. You don't really got to do much, right? It's quick. It's easy. And so this house was probably ready pretty quickly. But when the winds came and the floods came and it beat upon the house, it fell. You see, the sand is the person that only hears the word. They hear the word, but they don't do anything. They hear the word, but they don't do anything. So they come to church every Sunday, every Wednesday, but there's nothing that follows. There's no fruit. There's no action. So yeah, I get the word. I hear the word, but I'm not doing anything. And so I think about these scriptures, and I think about the things that I've been through. And don't get me wrong, I'm not perfect. My foundation sometimes is a little faulty in moments, right? You might have that when something's happening, you have that second where it's just like, oh, I don't know what's good. But then it's like, nope, you have to check yourself. You got to bring yourself back. And you have to remember who is in charge. Because as Pastor said this morning, he'll allow you to go through a storm, but it's to prove and to test you and to see, like, where do you trust me? Do you fully have faith in me? That's what he sends us through these storms for. It has nothing to do with what you've done in the past, but just what God is trying to develop in you today. And so if my foundation is found in him, I'm strong, I'm solid. And so in John 14, 23 through 24, it reads this. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. Here's doers of the word connects. Jesus connects obedience with love. If you love me, you'll do my commandments. If you love me, you'll turn away from that sin. Because that's what I'm telling you to do. If you love me, you'll spend more time with me. If you love me, you'll go to your closet and you'll pray. Obedience. You know, if you have kids and your kids are obedient, they listen to you, they respect your word, they love you. They want to do right in your eyes. That's how Jesus is. And God is our Father that we want to obey. He's our Father that we want to show him who we are in him, that what he's teaching us is not in vain, but that we're taking it where it's nestled in our hearts, but then there's fruit growing from it. Firm foundation. And so our foundation will be shaken. It'll be shaken right now just by the trials in our lives. But you better believe that when judgment comes, it'll be shaken again. And so what will your foundation look like when judgment comes? What will it be when judgment comes? Will you be ready to go and live an everlasting life in heaven? Because we're all going to live forever. Just depends on where we're going. So will you be ready? Maybe you've been diagnosed with a disease that seems impossible to cure. But I know somebody named Jesus that'll let you know that he has the cure for all things. The things that come up that we didn't know anything about, COVID, cure for all things. And I remember when I had COVID, 20 days, I was with my 3-year-old son by myself. God broke me down to the point to where I had to be by myself, isolated with nobody else, where I could only depend on him. And I have asthma. And so, you know, you're high risk because you have another, you know, thing that you're dealing with health-wise. But for 21 days, every single day, I got on my face. And I poured out to the Lord. And I was going through a lot during that time. But all I had was him. I slept with a mask on, and guess what? Trey never got COVID. Never got it. And I have to give that glory to God, because he's the only reason why. But that's when the Lord rebuilt my foundation. It had been broken before. And I didn't know what all to do and how to get there. I was building things on sand, turning to alcohol to cope, turning to people who really had no interest. So whatever your vice was, whatever your guilty pleasure is, whatever your coping mechanism is, that is your stand. It's a faulty foundation. And you will fall every single time. Every single time, I guarantee it. Every single time you will fall if your foundation is not built on the rock of Jesus Christ. And so we have to make sure that we are taking the time, because with these two houses, they look the same on the outside. But what was hidden was the foundation. They were hit with the same storm, but what was hidden was the foundation. And so when that storm came, somebody fell. But one stood strong, the one that was built on the rock. And so in his illustration, you know, Jesus, he wants so badly for us to be in his arms, safe. And he's with us every single step of the way. And so I think about some of the people in the Bible who had a strong foundation and some who maybe did not. You had Abraham, whose foundation was strong. He still messed up, which we all do, but his foundation was strong. But when it was time for him to walk up to that mountain and take Isaac, he was faithful and he was obedient. And God then rewarded him because of his obedience. God will reward you in your obedience. And so as we continue to just kind of walk through this, I think of Lot's wife who was running, right? She was running away from the city, and God said, don't look back. She looked back and she became a pillar of salt. Faulty foundation. Lack of faith. And so I want you to reflect on your life. Where you've been, where you are today. And I want you to ask yourself, is my foundation built on the rock? Is it built on Jesus Christ? Do I consider him in every single decision? Do I consider him in all the things that I do? Do I start my day with him? Do I finish my day with him? And I want you to really take that time to understand that he is there with you every step of the way. And so when that trial comes and when judgment comes, because he's going to come back to judge each and every one of us, what will be your foundation? What will that look like? And so does the Savior not deserve for us to all say yes to him? Because he came down to die for our sins. He came down to live this life of 33 years, knowing that he was going to die for each and every one of us. And all he's asking from you and me is a yes. That's all he wants. And a true yes that requires you to hear the word, but also to do the word. To hear the word, but to also do the word. And so imagine these men. In this particular thing, their avocations are the same. They achieve the same design. Yet when the rain came, you see, buildings are only as strong as their foundation. A building's foundation plays a crucial role in its durability. and resilience. Resilience is such a beautiful thing that we can go through anything in our lives and we can bounce back from it. That is it. And the reason why we can come back from it is because of Jesus Christ. The other day, I was praising the Lord, and so me and Jesus, we have this thing, we dance, right? We have this dance thing that we do together during my worship. And Jesus said, dance with me today. And we danced. And I prayed. And I was worshiping him, and I was just in the bathroom, just twirling around. And I started to get my Bible, and I read a little bit, kind of, you know, digging through to support some things in my sermon. And my best friend called, and I hadn't talked to my best friend in a while. And he said he was ready to be done with life. He was done. I'm done with it. So many things are going on. All this stuff is happening. I'm done. And anger and malice coming out. And then Jesus said, pray. I started praying. And so I was thinking back on this yesterday, and I said, Lord, like, what if I didn't pray that day? Like, what if I didn't spend that time with the Lord? What if I wasn't obedient and did what God told me to do? He knew that person was going to call me. He knew that I was going to have to provide a word, right? I was doing it for my own worship, not knowing that it was for somebody else. And so when your foundation is strong, you hear Jesus, you hear him clearly. And when he tells you to do something, you do it, and you do it in obedience, and then you see the fruit. And so the fruit is not for your own glory. It's not for you. The fruit is for everybody else. Because some people will never get the Jesus that they need unless they get it from your mouth. Because God has called you. We are the body of Christ, and each and every one of us has a specific duty that we have to support and to go through the things that God has called us to go through. Firm foundation. We don't have time to play around anymore. We don't have time to sit here and act like we have it all together. If you don't have it together, it's okay. Take it to God. He can fix you better than any person. He is the rock. He is the chief cornerstone. And when you put him in position, everything else will follow. Matthew 6:33 says, put him first. Put forth the kingdom of God. And everything else will come behind it. And I wasn't going to share this, but it's on my heart to share. My husband and I knew each other years ago in college, and we reconnected about a year and a half ago. And our foundation was the Lord. For the first 30 days, we fasted and we prayed. He had never fasted before. And he said, yeah, I'll fast with you. I was like, cool. And we didn't know there was anything, you know, that was going to come of it. We fasted and we prayed. And we were reading the Bible and reading different Bible plans and all these different things. And somehow they all came together and they aligned. And so it's so special to me because it's such a beautiful thing to have a marriage that is devout to Jesus Christ. The foundation is Jesus. And so when we have our differences, we have our differences, but we're respectful. We go to God in prayer. We talk to one another. And if it gets bad, because I'm not going to say it hasn't gotten bad, but we always come back to. And so for anybody who's in relationships or, you know, marriage, your marriage is not working or you're hurting right now, take it to Jesus Christ and let him repair it. He won't put a Band-Aid on it. He'll heal it. Band-Aids are temporary. That's your sand. But he will put the ointment in there, the love of God, the purification of his blood, and he will heal it. And so I'm telling you on today, you have to have a firm foundation with the Lord. And that's in anything and everything that you do. That comes to relationships, your friendships. Some people are going to lose friends because their foundation is faulty. And that's okay. If you're visiting here today because you saw some baptism, and maybe a church can have a faulty foundation, another church, but this church right here has a good foundation. Because it's built on the word. There is nothing better than being built on the word of God. And Jesus is the word. Everything that's in this Bible points to Jesus Christ. He is your chief cornerstone. He is your foundation. And I can't stop saying it, because somebody has to, it has to click for somebody today. I can feel the spirit. For somebody, it has to click today. It is Jesus Christ that's your foundation. You belong to him. And nothing and nobody else. And so, as we get ready to, I'm going to get ready to close here in a second. I'm almost done. But I want to say this. A couple more things. My head of school, she is renovating houses and has invested in these houses. And one day we're in this meeting a couple weeks ago. She has no idea I'm preaching about the firm foundation. No idea. And I go to a Christian private school, so we talk about God all day, which is a blessing. And she was talking about how she had to get the house foundation fixed. She was like, oh, we got it. So it's so beautiful on the inside and on the outside, and we're ready to sell it. But they told us that we could not sell it because of the foundation. And I was like, well, what did they say? And so she said, well, she's like, you're going to have all these cracks and like the house is going to move and all these different things, right? And so she was just like, so I can't do anything. Like, we have to go back to the drawing board. And so I'm thinking about this in the spirit realm. And I'm just like, you just said a word to me. You don't even know. And I'm just like, if your foundation has cracks in it, you are going to fall. You can look as beautiful and amazing and handsome as you want to on the outside. But if that foundation is not good, that foundation is not solid, it does not matter. If you have cracks in it, that's how the devil slips in. Just through a slither. And so I was going to say, I don't remember the whole story of the three little pigs, right? But I do remember that there were three little pigs that built three houses. One built it with straw, one built it with sticks, and the other with stone or brick, right? And so Pastor talked about this earlier as well. And if the wolf is Satan and the little pig with the house of straw was sitting in his house trying to hide from the wolf came and he blew his house down. And the little pig ran and he went to the one with the sticks. And they were in the house. They were waiting. And then the wolf blew the house down. But my God, when they went to that house that had the brick and the stone, that had a solid foundation, it took him much longer to build his house. But when they got into that house, the wolf huffed and he puffed. And they did not blow the house down. And so I can't say enough. With all of this being said, is that your foundation has to be rooted in the Lord. And so to go on to through 28 and 29, it says, and this is after he talks about the one on the sand. He says, and it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority and not as one of the scribes. The scribes were only teaching what they knew. Jesus was teaching what was with authority. It wasn't a question. It wasn't a suggestion. It was a command. So all of the things that this word teaches us and tells us to do, you have to be a hearer and a doer of this word. You have to live it. You have to breathe it. It has to be a part of who you are. And so we're about to walk into this new year. And you know, the first thing we want to do is we want to do these New Year's resolutions. The first 30 days, we might make it to the first 30 days. I used to do them too. I couldn't make it past the second week. And I'd be like, oh, I'll forget this. But it's not a New Year's resolution. It's a life change. And so this is a perfect opportunity to reset your foundation. This is a perfect opportunity for you to let go of all the things that are behind, knowing that when you're coming out of a storm, you're probably going to get ready to go right back into another one. There's no rest. But that's why you have to be armored up with the armor of God. Your foundation has to be strong and set, and you have to know who you are in Christ. Your identity in Christ is everything. Self-motivation, self-confidence, all of that is sand. But the confidence of the Lord, knowing that he can do it when you cannot, that's what real confidence is. And so I ask that you would go ahead and stand with me today as I get ready to pray with us and for us. And I want you to, if this is your time to rededicate your foundation to God, to Jesus Christ, to give it back over to him so that you can move forward on a strong foundation where your house will not fall. This will be your opportunity to have that conversation with God. Heavenly Father, Lord, you hear the hearts of your people. God, you know what their foundation is, Lord, whether it's set on sand, out in the world, relationships, alcohol, whatever it is, Jesus. You know their foundation. We ask on today, Lord God, that you would cover each and every one of us, Lord. And that you would just touch them, God. Touch us, God. And ensure that our foundation is built on you. And only you, and your word. When your word comes forth, everything has to bow. So we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now in our hearts and in our minds, the transformation that you are giving. And we ask that you would continue to bless us. So God, as you hear the whispers and the prayers of your people, Lord, we thank you in advance for how you will transform their lives. So people of God, reach out to him. Call out his name. Honor his name. Edify him. Tell him thank you for what he's about to do.
We worship you, Lord. We give our all to you, Lord. Our hearts, our minds, our wills, we submit to you, Lord. We will continually submit it to you, Father. You are our firm foundation. You are our rock. You are our healer, our provider, our protection. It's to you whom we look and we trust, Father. We trust you, Lord. Those things that we struggle with, Father, we give them to you now. We ask that you would continue to work those things out of us. Break those things that need to be broken. No matter how much money we make, no matter how good of a talent we have in whatever sport or whatever it is at our job, no matter what it is, Father, let us not take pride in those things, but let us stand firm in your word and continue to trust you no matter what storm we go through. No matter what circumstance arise, and we will be careful to give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Wonderful word. Please give Sister Tierra a hand again. We want to thank those that have joined us by webcast. We appreciate you tuning in. Everybody that was here this morning, we thank you for being here. wonderful thing that everybody that got baptized free in the Lord. Amen. If you haven't had a chance to give, we do need your support. There are different ways to give. You can see them on the screen as well, too. Laity, those that are young speakers, ministers in the word, is on January 8th. So please come out and support those that are young ministers in the Lord. Amen. There will be no Bible class on this Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, January 1st. But Bible class will resume January 15th at 7 p.m. And our first worship is coming up. Let's bring in the new year, worshiping the Lord together, lifting his name on high. Amen. So we can receive from the Spirit of God going into the new year. Set our feet on that firm foundation. Praise God. Praise God. And there are sign up sheets. Last but not least, there are sign up sheets on the table right outside in the foyer for servers. We do need help serving, and we do need help with cleanup. Amen. Lights are kind of hot up here. So with all that being said, please, again, don't forget to give as unto the Lord. And it's nice to see all the wonderful faces. You are blessed and have a good week. Amen.